Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Show. within us.
The world comes to witness the return back to business. A cut upon the threshold, a bank account in the dark soul.
Years back, and before that was Anika with Officer Officer off of her album on Stone Store. Should, before going further, explain that I am George, and you're listening to the number 10 episode of the podcast. Started for the record label Zum and the website. We kind of post music that we're into and music related to the label. And by we, I mean just me. Because that's all there is. The royal we. And I like that third person. We'll keep the third person going. We saw Anika about a month ago in San Francisco at the Independent, and that was one of those weird situations where someone had mentioned her to me. Actually, I think Mark Burden mentioned her, and I had seen little things about her, and I just kind of assumed it wouldn't be anything I would like, but then I happened to across an article, I think it's the LA Times blog, and they compared it to Nico fronting Public Image Limited, and that was like, okay, I should check that out, and that's pretty much what that track sounds like, and a lot of the record sounds like that. My only critique really is that almost half of what she does live and on record is covers, but they're done pretty well and pretty weird. Like, there's a Bob Dylan cover, but it's done like a dub type of thing. And I will say that she did cover Talking Heads, I think it was Once in a Lifetime? It was Once in a Lifetime. And she did not know the words to Once in a Lifetime. She had to read them off a piece of paper. So clearly there's other people kind of directing what's going on with the music. But it's got enough going for it, I think, that it's definitely... I like definitely that track. I like most of the record. I think the record's really good. Let's keep it moving with a track by the Chicago band Gone, who have a new record coming out called Black Equus. And this is a song off of that. Thank you. with Wolves in the Throne Room with a track called Subterranean Initiation off of their album Celestial Lineage. And preceding Wolves in the Throne Room was Oris with a song called Hope off the Attention Please album. And way back before that, the long, mega long prog track from Chicago's Gaan. That's GA'AN. And the song is called Arms Can Speak. And their album's coming out any day now. And probably by the time you hear this, it's gonna be out. And that is a couple people from Coughs. No, just one guy from Coughs, actually. Not a couple. And then Lindsay from Fielded is the vocalist. Continuing onward, you mustn't not know about Occupy Wall Street and our local spinoffs, which have been in the news a lot lately. Occupy Oakland. Van Dyke Parks just put out a record, and it's called Wall Street. Here's it.
Like laughing now, I could use a laugh and how, I could use a telephone all alone, me and my old radio. Got a lot of nerve, all right, not what I deserve tonight. We ought to get together, tell that so and so. Barking for a bite, you see. Sun is up on New York town, honking round, run down my battery. Drop me off at Walk to Walk, it's about another block, and it's been lovely here on Wall Street. Just nothing but ash in the air, confetti all colored with blood, the jewel-encrusted mud, flattened hearts. She's beaten and battered and buttressed and broke, dining on dregs, gone begging, no joking. Is human desire, love letters lost in space, now smoking. The mouth of the river yawning south to the sea. Time to hesitate, just time to say I love you. Two flaming birds on fire, they kiss their lives goodbye. Above the concrete street, we meet in dying. Without a trace of our embrace. You can't place my face, though you are trying. Till dust will stop our labored love, we must drop all fear, now a flying. A heartbeat from the Hudson down to the sea.
Yeah. Basic, hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
But dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig, it's like... No, it's more like in music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like, you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like, if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like, I'm the wrong cat, it's the wrong word. Dig?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
Scarcity of Tanks gave us a song called Canister Fault off the new record Sensational Grade. And prior to that, Del Close and John Brent brought us How to Speak Hip off that album from 1959. Mercury Records, and I found that on the WFMU blog. Del Close was a legendary acting improv hippie dude who also trained everyone at Upper Citizens Brigade, and they have a Del Close marathon in tribute to him. He passed away a few years ago. Before that was Total Shutdown with Ka-Ka-Ka, their self-titled album that was on Load and Tiger Beat 6 several years ago now. It's been a while. It's been a while since they've played a live show. Kind of hoping might get them to dust that off sometime soon, but unlikely since Nate just had a baby, so congratulations to Nate. But Bob is also back in the Bay Area, so that brings us three quarters closer to the possibility. Before that, a band with a name that is difficult to say for me, and for probably just because of the sounds in it, but also the content, Sisterfucker, and a track called Glass Gauntlet off of a limited edition CDR that they put out 30 copies of, but they put the whole thing up for free on the internet, which is how I got it, and how you can get it also. And Sisterfucker is Aaron Allen, who was in the also a bit challenging named Child Pornography, and the less challenging named High Castle, and Vanessa Harris, who is in a bunch of bands, but you would probably know her mostly from Coughs. Before that, Bestial Mouths from, I believe they're from LA. I know very little about it. I found it on SoundCloud or blog or something, and a track called Hypnagogic Jerk. Arthur Doyle gave us the vocalizations of Stormy Monday off his No More Crazy Women, very limited CDR on Carbon Recordings, packaged on a piece of plywood. The bed music, to use a technical term, what I'm playing underneath my talking bits is submitted by Nick. It's a track from his band Raccoons, so thanks for that, Nick. That's it for now. Please check out zumonline.com. We're going to close out with a track by Gulls off of a compilation that is remixes of music that is stored on cell phones. It's a Saharan cell phone compilation. This is Gull's track remixing Madhu Mukhtar, and the track is called Tahuti. Thanks for
bring it up. Oh, oh, oh. You're listening to Woman Nation.